Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
So Democrats at Google don't like it when Republicans fundraise. And we've been seeing this around the country where different email services block conservative emails and fundraising emails from different individuals. And when they block them obviously on purpose, so that you can't reach your audience and that your emails will then go into the spam folders. Now, when they go into the spam folders, just so you know, there's a reason why people like it when they go in those spam folders. You don't raise any money. Well, the Republican National Committee has been looking at this, and they put out their new data today that is shocking. Big tech's bias, they say, is out of control. Every single month for 7 months in a row, Google has systematically attacked the RNC's email fundraising during important donation days at the end of each month, which is when you're trying to really get people to donate. The RNC's emails go from strong inbox delivery of 90 to 100% down to literally 0%. 0% at the end of the month. Is this obvious bias? Yes. Ted Cruz now talking about this, saying big tech oligarchs aren't even trying to hide it anymore when they're clearly trying to do what I just described. Now, Ron McDowell, and this is where Republicans should immediately go after Google, and this is the reason why you need to start looking at other things besides Google to use. There are other places you can use, including your Gmail account. If you have Gmail, just know they're blocking these important emails. All right, quickly, I also want to say thank you to our sponsor. Without them, this podcast wouldn't exist. And Legacy Precious Metals is wanting to help you diversify your financial portfolio. If you've been freaking out over what's happening with your IRA, with your 401k, with your investments on Wall Street, the question is, did you invest in gold or silver? Did you diversify your investments so that there is a hedge with your portfolio for inflation. Well, that's exactly what gold and silver has done for so many. It is a hedge to protect when it comes to inflation. Right now is actually a great time for you to protect your investments with gold and silver. No, you didn't miss the opportunity. No, it's not too late. So call and get the investor's guide from the company that not only do I use, but I also trust. Online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. You can also call them and get the investor's guide for free. 1-866-751-2218. 1-866-751-2218. Now, they're doing this not just with the Republican National Committee. They're doing this with candidates all over the country. Many conservatives are saying that after they start their campaigns, after their campaign starts to gain momentum, all of a sudden their campaigns disappear. And you look at the reason why, and it's because if you can't raise money, right, then what can you do? If you don't have any cash coming in, then you lose. And that's exactly what Google is trying to do. Now, Ronna McDaniel, she is the GOP chairwoman. She is a wife, a mother of two, and she's the one that put this out there. She said, Google has given several false explanations for their systematic attack on our emails, which they have walked back after we debunked them. This, she says, must be fixed now. Axios has put out a new article about this morning, which says GOP's Gmail feud escalates. An escalating dispute between the National Republicans and the technology giant Google threatens to bring political heat on the company and can spur significant changes in political email practices. Driving the news, Republican National Committee fired the latest shot on Wednesday when the chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, claimed in a statement to Axios that Google has systematically attacked its digital program. The RNC claims Google's Gmail, the nation's top email client, has been suppressing fundraising emails during strategically critical periods this year. Google told Axios its spam filter is thoroughly apolitical and that it's taking steps to ensure political messages aren't inadvertently flagged, quote unquote. The details, the RNC shared internal data showing regular and dramatic increases in the number of its fundraising and voter activation emails being sent to Gmail recipients' spam folders. Now, what this means is, let's say that you sign up or they're trying to recruit you to sign up to get out and vote, or maybe you just signed up as a Republican to get out the vote. Right? These are all different scenarios that come up here. And what they're doing is they're just saying, look, we're not going to let you see any of it. You're not going to see any of this stuff. So you send out those emails and it doesn't matter to us, because if you do send out these emails, it's game over. All of them, millions and millions of these emails going out to new Republican voters, tens of thousands of new emails, they will disappear. They will go to spam, and unless they hunt for them, you will not see them on these critical issues, on these critical days when we need fundraising. The RNC shared their internal data showing regular and dramatic increases in the number of its fundraising and voter activation emails being sent to spam. Ordinarily, the committee said Gmail flags up to 10% of its emails as spam. But it says during the final four days of every month since December of 2021, a crucial period for digital fundraising operations, the number has skyrocketed to 100% or close to it, even as the rate of emails marked as spam by recipients remains steady. Quote, these are emails that go to our most engaged opt-in supporters without any increase in user complaints. Changes to the content, email frequency, or target audiences that could account for the suppression, the RNC said in their statement. The RNC said it flagged the issue for Google, but the company has not provided a plausible explanation. What they're saying, Google did not address the RNC's specific complaints, but stressed, quote, We do not filter emails based on political affiliation. Well, that's a lie. Clearly you do. We recently asked the FEC to advise us on a potential pilot for political bulk senders that would provide more transparency into email deliverability while still letting users protect their inboxes by unsubscribing or labeling emails as spam, said Google spokesperson in an email statement. Really? You guys know what you're doing, but now you want the FCC to come in. Okay, sure. Yeah. Yeah. No bias here by Google. That pilot, first reported by Axios this week, would initially exempt political senders from Gmail's spam filter while giving recipients more visible options to flag those messages as spam, quote, going forward. What is the big picture here? It means that Democrats have a fundraising advantage. A fundraising advantage, I kid you not, that could be worth billions of dollars in fundraising. Billions of dollars in fundraising. Democrats' emails go into their inboxes, Republicans don't. What Google is doing here is obvious. They're trying to stack the deck. It's a very smart move. You don't like Republicans, you don't want them to get elected. How do people fundraise now? Through emails. How do they inform voters on what's going on? Through email. And they're saying, hey, Democrats, we'll make sure all your emails get there. And Republicans, we're going to block all of them. And that'll give you the advantage that you so desperately desire.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know. Okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, apparently it's not just Google that is blocking emails from going out from conservative groups, organizations, including fundraising emails. There are a lot of conservative groups, pro-life groups, advocacy groups that are saying exactly what the RNC is now saying. They are seeing a massive drop-off in their ability to raise funds through email because their emails are being marked as spam by groups just like Google. Let me give you some more data here that you're going to find interesting. Members of House and Senate GOP leadership have said the problem has become so bad for candidates all over the country, they are now introducing legislation this month to move to more heavily regulate email clients' treatment of political messages. They're not looking for an advantage, by the way. They're just looking for a fair playing field. Because you want to know which group of candidates are having no problems at all? Democrats. There have been no complaints filed by Democratic candidates saying all their emails are getting, you know, shut down this way. There's none. None. No issues at all with Democrats. Apparently, Democrats, everything is going just fine. Everything for Democrats when they fundraise is not a problem. Now, if you just do this every day, every week, every month, and you do it only to Republicans over Democrats, we're talking billions of dollars in fundraising advantage for Democratic candidates. And how do you win elections? You have to raise money. If there's anything that both sides have to do, and you have to do well, is you have to raise money. Like, that's all you... That's the only thing that gets you elected nowadays is if you raise funds. So if you want to talk about winning an election before the election even begins, you see a candidate that you just want to shut off, right? You see a candidate you just want to shut down. You can do it this way. Hey, Google, this candidate's getting really popular, Republican candidate. They're fundraising. They've gone grassroots. A lot of emails going out. Can you guys shut them down? Sure. Why not, right? Game on. The bill's sponsor cited a recent North Carolina University study showing that Gmail generally flagged more Republican emails as spam, while competitors Yahoo and Outlook were more likely to filter some Democratic messages. The study's authors have said Gmail's Republican critics are not looking at the whole picture. And they're saying that, well, sometimes they may be cherry-picking the findings. Really? Google and other email providers say any discrepancy in spam filtering is due to behavior by both senders and recipients. The problem there is the GOP chairwoman has been totally transparent that their emails that are getting blocked 90 to 100% of the time in the last 4 days of the month is only happening at the end of the month at extreme levels. Early in the month, the email delivery is around 90%. But once you get to the end of the month, that's when things change. With the most important fundraising part of every campaign. And then it goes to virtually 100%. 100% loss. You send out 50 million emails and 49 million of them. To 50 million of them don't get to the folder of the person you're sending it to. Did you even send the email? Now, some of what we're witnessing now has come back to the issue of Roe v. Wade. Many conservative groups have been fundraising and advocating and talking about Roe v. Wade, and now their emails are not getting at the most critical time for fundraising, especially for those who are trying to help with adoption. And those emails are not showing up. Now, these individuals will continue to do this and will continue to get away with this. The Democratic Party will continue to operate this way when big tech allows them to operate this way until it's fixed. And this is where we have to be so careful that we don't elect these scumbag politicians. An example of that is Dr. Oz. Fake Republicans just like Mitt Romney who go to Congress – And then what do? They sell us out. Look at the Adam Kinzinger, look at the Liz Cheney's, and look at what they're doing with January 6th, right? These are the people you have to worry about. You think they're going to worry about emails and email servers and email delivery and the bias against Republicans? Of course not. You want to know why? It's pretty simple. They don't care anymore because they're not running for election. They don't care anymore because this isn't their top priority anymore. Right? They just don't care. You look at what the Democratic Party is doing right now. This is no different than everything that they've been doing in communist countries for years. You silence your political opposition. That's what these emails are doing. That's what this is silencing the opposition. Okay? That's what it is. It's silencing the opposition. You tell lies about them and you do fake investigations into them. You tell, you impeach people and try to throw them out of office for crimes they didn't commit. You do things like the January 6th committee doing right now, claiming that the president was trying to strangle a Secret Service agent and commandeering a vehicle, even though the Secret Service is saying that never happened. And oh, by the way, Democrats have not asked them to testify to it. If it was true, they would have asked the Secret Service to come in and testify about it. They didn't. Why? Because they knew they were going to contradict it. Yesterday, the Secret Service came out and said they were not asked, not one time, to verify the account of the key witness of the Democratic Party, right? This Hutchinson girl that worked in the White House, who is giving you all this information solely based on one thing, hearsay. Why wouldn't you ask the FBI to confirm that the president tried to strangle a Secret Service agent and commandeer a vehicle? Why wouldn't you ask them to confirm that? Because they already know the story's a hoax, just like the Russian story was a hoax. But get it out there in the media and paint a picture. And it's working, by the way. The poll numbers are changing. AP has just come out with a new poll that says now about half say Donald Trump should be charged for January 6th insurrection. Only the Justice Department can bring charges. But they just need to get to 50 plus 1% and then they can move forward with this, right? About half of Americans that now believe with this January 6th spectacle that Donald Trump should be charged with a crime for his role in the U.S. Capitol attack on January the 6th, 2021, a new poll is showing. The survey from the Associated Press finds that 48% of adults say Republican former President Donald Trump should be charged with a crime. 31% say he should not be charged. An additional 20% say they don't know enough to have an opinion. 58% say Trump bears a great deal or quite a bit of responsibility for what happened that day. The poll was conducted after five public hearings by the House committee investigating January 6th, which has sought to paint Trump's potential criminal culpability in the events that led to the deadly insurrection. But it was taken before Tuesday's surprise hearing featuring former Trump White House aide Cassie Hutchinson. Her explosive testimony provided the most compelling evidence yet that former President Trump could be linked to a federal crime, experts say. Views on Trump's criminal liability break down predictably along party lines. 86% of Democrats say he should be charged with a crime. Only 10% of Republicans say Trump should be charged with a crime. Among Republicans, 68% say he should not be charged, and 21% say they still don't know. Still, the fact that nearly half the country believes he should be prosecuted is a remarkable position for a former president. Not really. It's actually not. It's not at all, especially the way you've treated him the entire time he was in office and while he's been out of office. When you make up lies about the president, telling people that the president tried to strangle a Secret Service agent, when you lie about the president, you tell him that he says that the vice president deserves to be hung, and you put it out there, and then you don't ask for the Secret Service to comment on this, right? In fact, you make sure the Secret Service doesn't comment on this. And the reason why you make sure that the Secret Service doesn't comment is because you know they will contradict you and say that it never happened. So you put all this propaganda out there, and it's game on. You put all this propaganda out there, and it's going to have an impact. Now, we know with Democrats, it has a very, 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 very big impact. That's obvious. And it's working, which is exactly why they're doing this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
South Carolina Democrat said Trump's culpability has been clear from the beginning when he urged supporters to march to the Capitol on the morning of January 6th and fight like hell. It was meant to provoke violence because he kept encouraging them, the 86-year-old told the Associated Press. As it happened, I watched it all, and I just thought, why doesn't somebody stop it? Why doesn't he stop it? A Texas Independent agreed Trump holds responsibility for engaging and egging on the crowd with his baseless claims of election fraud, but the 61-year-old doesn't lay the blame solely on Trump. He says he feels Republicans in Congress have had a hand in what happened that day, too. Quote, I feel like people were afraid of Donald Trump, especially Republican politicians, so they wouldn't rein him in. And I think that's just emboldened him. And he's not alone. While views of Trump's role have not changed since December, Americans are somewhat more likely now than they were then to say Republicans in Congress were significantly responsible for the events of January the 6th. In fact, 46% say that now, and that's up slightly from 41% in December, that Republicans hold responsibility for what happened January 6th, those in Congress. An additional 21% say GOP lawmakers had some responsibility, and 30% say they were not responsible. What does it mean? You can tell a lie long enough and people will start to believe it. And that's exactly what these poll numbers are showing right now. It should be criminal for any organization to purposely stop the fundraising or political emails from going into your email box, knowing they're doing it because of the political association. Now, Republicans exposing this is part one. But you, if you've got a Gmail account, you may want to look twice at change it. You may want to look and decide to change it, say your email provider or your email that you use. If they're doing this with political emails, what are they doing with some of your emails? And you should go back. Go back and look in your spam filter and see what else they don't want you to see. It could be certain stores. It could be certain emails from nonprofits. There are so many different emails that may not be coming to you because they say, we don't like it. It could be right-to-life emails. I yesterday got an email that was sent to me and I couldn't find it. It was an email about adoption and raising money to help with adoptions. I talked about this on the show about how important it is now that the fight has just begun with Roe v. Wade since it's been overturned. And we've got to do more as much as we can to realize now that there's going to be a lot more babies that need to be adopted. And we need to change how adoption laws work. And we need to change how expensive it is and do more to help people that want to adopt. Like, these are some of the things that we need to do. And I got an email yesterday that was sent from an organization that was trying to reach out to me to get me some info and data. And guess where it went? It went to my spam folder. Now, this is I would argue, a non-political group, right? They're advocating for adoption. Why did that go to my spam folder? Now, there could be a million different reasons, but my guess is probably because they're pro-choice. Or excuse me, because they're not pro-choice. They're pro-life. There's probably a good chance that they've been flagged from fundraising emails and others. And how much money have they not been able to raise because the emails never show up in your inbox? This is no different than what the Republican National Committee is talking about now. How many advocacy groups on the left, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and other groups like that, have had their emails go into people's email boxes, inboxes, with no problem on a regular, consistent basis? I bet you Hillary Clinton never had these problems. But here we are with the Republican Party and Donald Trump having these problems. I bet there was never a all-hands-on-deck meeting for 7 months from the Obama time when their campaign was going on, or the Clinton Foundation when it was going on. I bet you they never had to deal with the crap that we're talking about right now, because they're on the safe list because they are hardcore lefties. You know, you look at basic data. I bet you basic data emails that are conservative, talking about inflation, for example. The cost of a 4th of July cookout in 2021 is down 16 cents from last year. Remember that statistic that the White House wanted you to get excited about a year ago, almost a year ago today? Well, we've actually lowered the cost since we've been in office, they said, for you to have a picnic. Remember that? The cost of a 4th of July cookout in 2022 is up $10.18 from last year. So last year they wanted you to know, hey, it's down 16 cents. Don't forget that press conference. And now the Farm Bureau is saying that it's costing you $10.18. Now, the reason why I bring this up, and I think it's important to bring this up right now, is if I send out an email to a bunch of people and that's the information I put in that email, is that email ever going to be seen by people? Probably not, based on what we're seeing. How many conservative advocacy groups have no longer have had to shut down their operations because their email list has become so inactive, not because people were actually marking it as spam, right? No. Because of something else totally different. Because they decided to make sure that email never saw anyone. These are the things that happen. And if Republicans don't get their heads out of their rear end and realize this is the new war on censorship and silencing us and defunding us, because these email lists are the way you raise money. We will start losing election after election because we won't be able to raise any money because the emails will never be seen by the people that need to see them. That's the truth. Okay, that's what's really, really happening here. Please make sure you help all the info we told you to go viral by sharing this podcast with your family and friends. Please write us a 5-star review if you listen to the show, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.